27 wildest days, day 23. You can't have it all, but you can moan all day about what you do have. Never let them take that away from you, grasshopper. Have you seen the way stuff never really falls for you? Me too. And you know why, right? It's your fault. And mine. We just need to believe, to have faith. We need to wash away that negativity, baby. Yeah. But what about the way the game is fixed? What about the man and taxes and wealth inequality and Amway and Betsy fucking DeVos and her glasses and sprightly smile as she screws the fuck out of another generation of clueless, poorly informed kids with great strategies to overcome negative thoughts? What about that? It's not negative thinking, it's thinking about negative shit. Positive thinking is for idiots. Trump, he's a great positive thinker. There'll be no virus. It'll just disappear, like a miracle. Yeah, you really can't have it all. What you can have is balance and a very healthy lack of respect for people who tell you to change your attitude. Unless you're at the top of the pyramid, of course, then it all changes. Paulo Coelho made a bit of a name for himself in Brazilian acid music in the 60s before realising there was more money in telling people how to think right. The Alchemist is one of the best-selling books of all time. Is it any good? No. It's twee and homespun and shit. You can see why it's been such a success. You really can't have it all, but you can have a chance at happiness by looking around you and pretending you're in an exhibit about modern life. Not my idea. It was the Dalai Lama who referred to this technique he uses when in a mall. I'm not sure how often the Dalai Lama goes to the mall, but let's take his word for it. We have to believe in something, and it's him, or Betsy fucking DeVos.